everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 15th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, entitled Bad to the Bone. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Bad to the Bone was the 15th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on June 2nd, 2008, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Jonathan Braw. Ooh, so will this episode, do you think, pick up right from the end of the last episode where Fran tells them, hey, I know you're the Rangers, or do you think we'll pick up later? He's not fighting so much as throwing and hulking.
Keep the Rangers busy.
Yes, Master!
Out of the way!
I was just about to ask if he's still training with them. Whoopsies.
Theo, you were supposed to put on extra sausage, not pepperoni.
Come on, I'll help you make a new one.
Hey! I just bought this.
Oh, sorry. I was wondering why a rag would have buttons on it.
I think you guys need to be a little more considerate.
Really? Like, come on, man.
No, we don't. Lily's considerate enough for all of us.
JKP?
Oh, I'm sorry. It'll be there right away. Guys, this order to go was meant to be a delivery.
Don't worry. I'll take it.
No, no. Let me. I want to be considerate, too.
RJ, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I pulled a muscle yesterday, so I'm going to go upstairs and take a break.
Oh, yeah, this seems important. Okay. Also, they really are sucking at their job lately.
Whoa, what a strange place for a delivery.
Wow, weird cart. Interesting. Actually, you know what? The cart and pizza delivery, it's going to remind... Oh, I'm going to show my age here, but it reminds me of... what's his name? Kino from the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. He could fight too, as I recall.
Do I have your attention now, Ranger?
Hey, it's a pudgy pig. Huh? Funny.
Apparently, I should have delivered in uniform. Juggle beast. Spirit unleashed.
Casey's in trouble.
Oh, that was just terrible. Put the tray on the thing, not on the pizza. Talk about being considerate. Doesn't it seem wrong for a pig to be using sausage as a weapon? It's like... could have been his brother, family member. Are they going to start relying on this new mode too much, maybe? I mean, they didn't even try going after this guy in regular mode. I mean, if it was me, I'd do this too, but it's Power Rangers, so usually they have to start off in the first mode. A lot of food puns, but we're really early in the episode here. Oh, these can combine with the new Megazord too. That's cool. So are they just going to be using a few of these monsters to go through some episodes of the Sentai?
Ruzaka. Bad idea. I don't trust him.
We have no choice. Perhaps if we bring him back to life, he'll be grateful.
Take the bracelet. It will guide you to the Cave of Darkness. There the Life Talon will bring him back to life. Be careful. Or this will be the last thing you do.
Good luck, girl.
No use wasting this pizza on a bad delivery.
Well, it's littering.
I call that littering.
And I call that feeding the birds.
I call that considerate.
Yes, and with plenty of spikes with your names on them.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
Man, I'm not gonna be considerate to this quill bag.
Lil, you don't have to prove anything.
Also, did they not go back to help Fran? I mean, they left her by herself during the lunch rush, and they were just walking? Oh, I think something has happened to her.
One down, two.
Like poison, maybe?
I hope you others are tougher than this one. Okay, take it easy.
Oh, rare?
Practically raw. Just like the last one. Can you wait till you're done with me before you eat another sandwich?
Sorry, I'm starving. That's all I can see. Do you feel any more in there? Those things are poisonous. We need to get them all.
Nope, you're done. I feel fine.
Chill, Lily. He's just making sure.
Don't tell me how to act.
Ooh.
Blue boy.
All right, guys, relax.
Maybe this is the poison?
I have some work to do. I need the three of you to help Fran.
There you go, telling me what to do again. I have had enough of your grief today. Me? I'm out of here.
What's up with her?
Oh!
You sure that's just a pulled muscle?
After school run!
Yeah, no, I'm all right. You go on.
Come on, blue boy.
Oh.
Huh. So he's got that going on. He's ripping his clothes and he's eating practically rare meat.
Hello?
Is he like turning into the wolf now? Yoo-hoo.
Check for table five. Eight needs drinks.
Where did she get the money for a motorcycle?
Really?
Wow.
Until you get your feet off the table.
Oh.
RJ. RJ? RJ? I don't care how sick someone is. It's not an excuse for not picking up after yourself. We can ground RJ later. Come on.
Sorry. Oh! Huh, a wolf.
What is that? Half man, half wolf?
What do you think the chances are that as RJ's going through this wolf stuff, that there would be a wolf monster that shows up?
Hey.
Although he looks like he shaved a bunch of hair and it was brown, not gray, so I don't know. Man, that was a heck of a jump. Meanwhile, back at the fight. Okay, that's interesting. Whoa.
That's Theo and Casey. Aren't you gonna help them?
Nah, they're big boys. They can look after themselves. More wings.
Sheesh. One bite and you're done? How are these spikes not causing more damage?
Your mood, you're rude, you're crude, the way you eat your food, bad attitude, and the most important reason of all. Your friends are in danger and you won't even help. You're so worried, you help them.
She had a good little rhyme there. What? I don't think she can she? Okay. One last spike.
What am I doing in these clothes?
You had another quill inside of you. That's what changed you.
Okay, well, sorry for whatever I did. Oh, hey, RJ. Wait, did...
Oh, he doesn't look good. You know, with that with that outfit, she reminds me more of, Yellow in RPM than like Lily. By the way, in this episode, remember that fear I had of maybe they're using it too much? I don't think that's a problem, really. Because now that I think about it, they fought this guy without Jungle Master Mode, and now they're having to fight him with it, so whatever. I didn't say I was an expert, guys. Spiky! I like it. Oh, he's going to get big now. Okay. Your turn. Yeah, Yeah, I kind of figured they were going to go with it since she was the focus of this much of it. That was cool, but what did they do in this Megazord that they couldn't have done with the Jungle Mace in the regular Megazord?
Where is Camille? She should be back by now.
You know Brazaka blames you for losing the Beast War. He detests humans.
The Beast Wars! Huh. You know, Transformers had a Beast Wars.
Funny. Have you seen RJ?
Not lately, no.
Cool jacket.
Kind of hot and squeaky, you know?
Yeah, well, my head was a little crazy when I got it.
A little crazy? Lily, you were the queen of mean.
Bring me more chicken wings. Hey,
I don't do diet soda.
That was me?
Totally.
This pizza is too cold. How do I get service around here?
I said, hey, we don't have burgers.
You're not done. Have you finished the dishes? Grated the cheese? Sliced the pepperoni?
Maybe it's the jacket.
Well, get back out there and scrub the floor while you're at it.
It's not about
that. Nice! I'm just kidding. Let them work a little bit. I'm thinking maybe we should keep this outfit around.
Meanwhile, a howling wolf and a full moon. Interesting. All right, so in this episode, we went through two monsters. I feel like that first one was just an episode, like, an episode of the Sentai that they just wanted to kind of burn through real quick. And then we got our full episode. Maybe they didn't have enough to use for the second episode, so, or for the rest, for the main episode. Oh, wow, let me try this again, because I'm not speaking English very well. So I'm guessing that they didn't, Bruce didn't have enough story, or thought he didn't have enough story to work for a full episode, so he used a little bit of a previous episode. I wonder if it was because there wasn't enough time or if it was planned that way from the beginning. But in any event, that wasn't a terrible episode. Although I would have liked a little bit more on the mystery of RJ, because I kind of know what's going on, but if you're watching it, you'd be kind of confused if you're watching it for the first time and didn't know. In any event, next time we'll be watching another episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury entitled Friends Don't Fade Away. So, until next time, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Genka, Genk, Kageki.